We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim says, "Upamim is the men shemishu kilay vetzar ayin levad shu batzmoi norze lachmol velachus alayish haneelav humsabev gam ken shechaverav lo yasu tovay maneelav azeh kedei shelo yelo lecherpa." The Chafetz Chaim had been describing what can happen if a person doesn't work on his stinginess. Says it could reach a point. Sometimes a person not only he himself doesn't do kindness with others, but he also causes his friends not to do kindness with the poor person who needs their help, so that he's not embarrassed that he's not willing to help. And then he hates and he derides anyone that does the opposite. And we all know that can happen. And about him is fulfilled that which it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, lo yiten ve lo yitnu acherim. The Mishnah describes that there are people who say, I don't want to give and I don't want anyone else to give. And the Mishnah calls that person a rasha, a wicked person. And sometimes a person is so stingy, to the point where he's not willing to enjoy his stuff himself. Oh no, I don't want it to get destroyed. So you see people who spend their whole lives, their furniture is covered with plastic. When they die, their kids are going to get brand new furniture because they're never going to use it. Never. I understand the person has the little children, he doesn't want them to get the furniture dirty. Fine. But you know, at what point in your life are you going to enjoy your china? People can store their fine china for when? You got to use things in life. People have to see that in a responsible way. When you have things, they're there to be used. People sometimes have their best suit for years until they find a moth ate it up. You know, for years they're saving it in the closet. There are many things that way. So the Chafetz Chaim says sometimes a person's stinginess could cause him that he can't enjoy life. And about a person like that, Ecclesiastes says, Yesh ra chola. There's a difficult thing, says Shlomo HaMelech. Sometimes God gives a person wealth and assets and honor, and God doesn't give him the capacity to enjoy it. He has it, it's his, and yet he won't enjoy it. The Chafetz Chaim says, you want to know what's with this person? He's the other side's taking control of him. Kedita Bazara Kadosh, like the Holy Zohar says in Parshas Beshalach, Rabbi Abba Patach Ma'amar v'chulu, Yeshra Chola, V'chiyeshra Dehi Chola, V'yeshra Delavi Chola. The Pasuk says in Ecclesiastes, in the beginning of this Pasuk, there is a bad thing which is ill. Is there bad which is ill and there's bad which is not ill? What is Shlomo HaMelech talking about? So this is referring to the left side. Small, it literally means left, but really small means weakness. Comes out all kinds of winds that cause, that break through the air in justice with din. When they want to come out, these bad winds, these bad spirits, Azlin Mishtavin Binukva Ditoma Rabba. They go and they blow in the hole of the great abyss, whatever that is. Levatar, and afterward, Nafkin, they go out, Umitchabrin Kachada, and they unify all these spirits or winds or whatever they are. Uvakin Avirin Vishatin Baalma, and they breach through the air and they sail around the world. Umitkavin Legabayu Divnei Nasha, they come near people. And each one of these spirits or these winds is called evil, bad. As the verse says, no evil should come to you. What does it mean? Lo teune, shouldn't happen upon you. Begin the atya bitaskofa, because it comes with claims against men. Chola, it's called ill. Why is it called ill? Kacharya hayal bnei nasha avidon kamtzanin mimamoneon. Because when this bad, evil spirit settles on a person, it makes him stingy. This is how the Zohar describes that there are a whole bunch of bad spirits or winds or whatever they are. If you think I understand what I'm talking about, I don't. I understand it like you do on a three-year-old level. But we're learning Zohar, so there's got to be more depth than three-year-old level. But for now, we'll understand like three-year-olds. There are these bad spirits, And when they want to go out, they all unify at the entrance, this hole that enters the great abyss. And then they go out and they unify and they fly through the air and they go near people. And then they settle in on people and it makes them stingy with their money. And then the Pasuk, the Medrash continues and says, you know, the Zohar is a Medrash. The collectors of tzedakah come to him, and this spirit tells him, no, don't give him. Don't give him any of yours. Come the poor. And the spirit tells him, don't give him. He himself comes to enjoy his wealth. And the spirit tells him, no, hold on to it. And really, he doesn't realize it, but it's his own detriment. All this stinginess causes him to lose everything. And from the day it settles on a person, he is ill. Just like an ill person doesn't eat and doesn't drink, so too a person who is stingy has been taken by a spiritual illness that also precludes him from eating and drinking. So the Chafetz Chaim says, a person should know, based on the Zohar, that this is called chola ra'a, a bad and evil sickness, to be so stingy. Today, psychologists would agree that there are levels of stinginess that are really... mental illness, but we're seeing a person has to realize that stinginess can reach extreme levels, and at the end of the day, it not only harms other people, but it can harm the person himself.